on the Mishnah on Tavchet Amid Beis towards the bottom. Okay. Shlosh Achim, Shnai Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achayos, O Isha Uvita, O Isha Uvas Bita, O Isha Uvas Bina. Hare Elu Choltzos Velo Misyabmos. Okay, so we have a case of, let's say, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah, and then we have Levi. And what happens? The ones that were married to the sisters, it could be, it's either two sisters or any of these relatives, it's either like two sisters, Rachel, Leah, can be a mother and a daughter, a mother and a granddaughter from the daughter, from the son, okay? But we'll just use the simple case of the keep it with the sisters. Okay, so we have Rachel, they're married to one's from Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah, and then we have the third brother. And the ones who were married to the sisters, Reuven and Shimon, they're married to the sisters, they both died. And now they're falling to Levi. So Hare Elu Choltzos Velo Misyamos. So we have to do Chalitza on both. Because each one is, in the case of the sisters, is achot kukaso, right? Because they're both zakuktim, they're both sisters. So each one is achot kukato. So he has to do chalitz on both. Rabbi Shimon poter. So Rabbi Shimon says no, he doesn't have to do anything to. They're both. We'll see after him to him because of erva. We'll see. The Gemara is going to explain why. And they're both free to the shuk, and they both neither have to do anything. Haysa achas mehem asura alav be'isr erva, hare asur ba umutar bachosa. If, let's say, we'll keep with the names, so let's say Rachel, for argument's sake, was an erva to Levi. Okay? So she couldn't, of course, do chalit shalibum or anything, because she's an erva, so she's out. And once she's out of the picture, mutar bachosa. So now Levi could marry Leah because since Rachel, the first sister Rachel was asher to him because of erva, she's out of the picture. Now he can just do what he wants with his mutter. He can do yibum or chalitza, whatever with Leah. Ve'eser mitzvah or ve'eser kedusha choltzos v'lo misyabmos. However, if Rachel is not asher because of mamish and erva to Levi, but rather only an Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kedusha, which is only Drabanan. So therefore, Midaraita, again, they're really both Zakuk to him, to Levi, and therefore he has to do Chalitza on both, because that's the because this is only, cause only an Erva Midrabanan, and therefore he has to do Chalitza on both of them. Okay, there's no Rashi on the Mishnah. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon poter b'shtehen mina chalitza u'mina yibum sh'ne'amar v'isha lachosa lo sikach litzror v'sha sh'nasu tzara zu lazu lo yehe lachalikuchin afilu b'achas mehem. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon, now we're seeing where Rabbi Shimon comes and he says that both these sisters are both, you know, mutter l'shuk, they're not, they're both considered like an erva to him. Why? He learns it from the pasuk, which is, again, not the pasha pshat in the pasuk, because it's the pasuk telling us that a person is not allowed to marry two sisters. However, he darshans out to our case. That is, the Torah, it's mamish mina Torah, he's learning that the Torah is telling us that if two sisters fall to you from, you know, one's from falling from Reuben, one's falling from Shimon, both falling to Levi, the two sisters, that the Torah is telling us they're both aser to him, okay, because of the erba. Special din deraisa he learns in that pasuk, which normally just tells that you can't marry two sisters. B'shash and asu tzar zilazu, like falling from the two brothers, lo yekuchi nafilu mechad, man, you can't take any of them. They're both considered aser, and therefore they're dismut, they're mutter l'shuk without kalitz, without nothing. They're free to go. Okay, next we said in the Mishnah, I saw chas mehem v'chule. We said, let's say Rachel was an Isser Erva to Levi. So then the din is, since that's the case, he's no Shaykhus to Rachel, the Erva, she's out. And Memele, the next one, Leah, is not Achas Kukasu, because the first one is not Zakuk to him. She's an Erva, therefore he's Mutter to the second one, we said. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Hasu Lamali, Hainu Hach. So the Gemara asks, what's the Chiddush in that? We already learned that in the last Mishnah. We know that, that if one of them falls, is an erva, so, you know, the second one, he's mutter too, because the first one's an erva. So we learned that already in the last Mishnah. What's the Chiddush over here? So the Gemara answers, the Rabbi Shimon Yitzrach, that ain't a chanami, to the Rabbanan, it's not a Chiddush. It's Chiddush too, we just learned, Rabbi Shimon. The Tzalkadai Techamina, Hoyil Vama Rabbi Shimon, Shtei Achayos, Lo Choltzos, Velo Misyav Moos. So therefore, I might have said, Ligzer, Mishum, Shtei Achayos De Alma, Kamash Melan. Okay, so I might, so in the case of the Erva, even though it's true, really, when Rachel is an Erva, like we said, that's really the din. Rachel's out of the picture, he can do what he wants, he can do, you know, Chalitza or Yibum Taleya. However, we're afraid that if we allow that, then we would allow the case when Rachel is not an erva, right? Now, when Rachel is not an erva to Rabbi Shimon, okay, they're both after to him, okay? He's not allowed to marry. He's not allowed to marry Rachel. He's not allowed to marry Leah either, right? Because they're both after to him according to Rabbi Shimon when the two sisters fall. So if we're gonna allow just like that. To marry the the erva is free, and now I go ahead and marry the second one, Leah. I might end up marrying Leah in the case when Rachel is not an erva. I might think to make a gezerah like that. There's definitely a makom make gezerah. And Jacob Mashmalan, no, he can. In fact, Rachel is out of the picture, and he can marry Leah. That we don't make a gezerah like that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi has a question on this. Okay, first of all, Rashi, b'shashe nasat tzara zulazu. Kigon, for example, there's a girs in the bachacha, like here, sh'naflu lefanav v'nasu shtei achayos tzara zulazu bezika. He said that they both fall from the two brothers, and the two sisters fall from the two brothers, and then they both become after them, according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So now, Rashi, the question we said, "Ligzur mishum shtei achayos de'alma." Okay, that in the case of when one of them is not an erva, they would both be after him. So I might think he can't just go ahead and take Leah because that's only here. But what would be if Rachel wasn't an erva? He wouldn't be able to take Leah, and therefore there's a room for gzir. How much more we don't make gzir? Asked Rashi, "Afal gav dahanami mireisha shma'inan." So even though that we also see from the Reisha, how do we see that from the Reisha? You know, the last Mishnah, because there we're talking about not Rabbi Shimon. It's true, we're talking about the Rabbanan. But even according to Rabbanan, okay, you can't marry. Just go ahead and marry any of the sisters because each one is achos gukaso. Okay, so you have to do at least chalit. You have to do chalitza on them. Okay, so why don't we, there's room for, therefore, you can say, there's room for Gezera there as well. Maybe, even if Rachel's an Erva, let's not allow, you know, say, okay, Rachel's an Erva, now he can go ahead and marry Leah. Maybe not. Why? Because I might come to make a mistake, and in the case, let's say again, well, let's say Rachel is not an Erva, so then, if Rachel's not an Erva, then they're both, I can't go ahead and marry, and I have to do Chalitza on Leah. Okay? So let's make a Gezera. That I can't, in the case of the, even according to Rabbanan, there's room for making Gezerah, not to just send away Rachel and then I can, you know, marry Leah, because I might end up doing that in the case when Rachel's not an Erva, which in the case would be, they're both Achos and Zukas, and I'd have to do Chalitza. So why don't we make the same, because we know, yet we see we don't do that. So we already learned that from the Reisha, there's no room for this Gezerah. So Rashi answers, no. Hasam hu l'rabanan lo gazrina. Why? The inami ata l'mishre achayos de alma lekele isserachos kukachos de rabanan. The difference is that one's deraisa, one's rabana. According to the rabanan, it's only the rabana. In other words, the worst thing that can happen is if I don't make the gazera, and then I come to matir when, let's say, we said neither Rachel or Leah are ervas. Okay, and I end up marrying, let's say, Leah. Okay, the worst thing, what was I over? Rabbanan of achas kukasa. That's the worst thing that can happen. And therefore, we didn't make a gezerah that, you know, that you shouldn't come over to be over the isser of the Rabbanan of achas kukasa. So that's not so terrible because it's only the Rabbanan. But with the, over here, Avala Rabbi Shimon, Damar Yisrach, Kuka, Erva Gemurahi, right, the Rachamana Patra, the Kamina Lebi Yisr, Eshasach, but over here is a different story. Here, if I might, I might come to end up, you know, marrying the other sister. Here, the other sister, Koin Rabban, they're both Asr Midaraisa, okay, because they're the two sisters that follow Koin to Rabbi Shimon, they're both Asr Minatora. So if I'm going to end up by, if I matu the erva, I might, in the case of the erva, I might come to matu in a regular case, that then I'm going to go over on a deraisa, according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, that's much more serious. Therefore, there's definitely, here we're asking, hey, let's make a gezira. And I come, I might think I should come ashmul, and I don't. But here there's a chiddush that I don't know from the reish. Okay, v'tre esesach, ali gzor hei kadachos asura mishum erva, veloz kuka. Zokukale, Venema, Loliave, Lachosa, the Loati, Liavume, Akoskuka, the Alma Kamashmala. Okay, so I shouldn't come to Matu, the regular case when one of them's not in there, but there's definitely a Machon to make Xer here to save us under the right, but Kamashmala, there's no Xer. Okay, back to the Gemara. Isser Mitzvah. Okay, so then we said that if, however, Rachel, in our example, is not an Isser Erva to Levi, but only an Isser Mitzvah, then they have to do Chalitza on both. Okay, ask the Gemara, Ay, v'ha, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shtei Achayos, lo Choltzos, v'lo Misyavmos. Okay, so what's the Gemara's question? So first of all, it's a little background. We just got through saying, the Gemara had asked, so what do I need the case of the Erevah, whatever, when one of them is an Erevah, etc. We know that from the first Mishnah. So the Gemara answered, it's going according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so therefore, they were going on the assumption, that Gemara's an assumption, which was basically what we said, that the end of the Mishnah here, this Indian of if one is this or Mitzvah, one is an Erevah, one is this or Mitzvah, is all going according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so now if that's the case, so now we're asking, in the case of the Isser Mitzvah, okay, Rachel, let's say, is an Isser Mitzvah to Levi. So we said, what's the din? He has to do Chalitza on Rachel and on Levi. He has to do on Rachel and Levi. He has to do Chalitza on both. So now, let's see Rashi. Vaha, Rabbi Shimon, Shtei Achayos, Lochot, Zolomit, Yabot. Vaha, Chamai, Bai, Chalitza. Ha, Kevan, Dimidaraisa, Chaziel, Yavume, Zekukahi. Vaha, Velahu, Kishar. In other words, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, when two sisters fall, Midaraisa, right, since they're both Zakukta, Midaraisa, they both are Asitim, Mr. Erva, you know, Midaraisa, this din of Rabbi Shimon, the two sisters falling, and they're both Mutter Deshuk, and that's the end of it. So that being the case, why would I need Chalitza on Rachel, if she's an which is only, again, Isser Mitzvah is only the Rabbanan. Why don't you, this Isser Mitzvah the Rabbanan, I don't need Chalitza. She's Midaraisa, she's, you know, free to go to the Shuk. She's an Isser Nerva to Midaraisa. So why do I need to do Chalitza on Rachel? Gemara's question. Let's again, let's see Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara answer is Gzeira Mishum Isser Mitzvah the Alma. So answer the Gemara, Ina Chanan. Really, I mean, the Raisa, she's Aser to him. Both sisters are Aser to Levi. Okay, because of Kufi Rabbi Shimon. So why do I have to do Chalitza on Rachel? Only because a Gezerah in a case when I don't have two sisters falling. A regular case of an Isser Mitzvah. Isser Mitzvah, right? One of the woman falling to me is an Isser Mitzvah. And so what's the din? I have to do Chalitza because only the Rabbana. So I still have to do Chalitza. So if I'm going to, here, in this case of the two sisters, matir Rachel and say, okay, you know, midaraisa, so forget about Rachel, she's free to go, Leah's free to go, and even though Rachel is a Isser Mitzvah, I might make a mistake, in a regular, plain case of an Isser Mitzvah, but it's not the other sister, and therefore there are two sisters falling, and everybody's, you know, in a regular case of one Isser Mitzvah, I might come to matir, because I'm saying, oh, look, he's not doing anything to Rachel over here. He's just sending her away, even though she's an Isser Mitzvah. Oh, I guess an Isser Mitzvah is like a real heir or whatever, and I'll just send my Isser Mitzvah away. But it's not true. The only reason why he's sending away over is because there's the other sister also falling to him. They mean the Raisa. They're both you know, creating this Erva. And therefore, that's why we make the Gezer. I asked the Gemara, that's fine, Hatinach Ihi, Barachosai Ma'ikalimemar. Okay, so you explained Rachel. You explained why Rachel, even though really it's true she should go free, the Rishok, because of Isser Erevah, I mean, the Fee Rabbi Shimon, but because of the general case of Isser Mitzvah, you know, we want to make a Zera. Okay. But what about the other sister, Leah? And Leah's not, there's no Isser Mitzvah there. She's a regular, you know, there's a sister falling to him. There's no Isser Mitzvah there. How come why do we need a Chalitza? Again, according to Rabbi Shimon, Midoraisa, they're both Usher to him. Okay? So also Leah. So he's Usher to him. Okay, I understand Rachel because she's Isser Mitzvah. You might, because of Isser Mitzvah Da'alma, you want to make a Gezer. But Leah, no Isser Mitzvah, nothing. She's a regular sister father. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Asr Mina Torah to him. So finish. Why do I have to do Chalitza? So the Gemara answers, Gzera Achosa Mishum Lasadida. So the answer is, which is it's incredible, but we have a gzera legzera type thing, right? Where go really in a chanami. Leah is totally absent of nothing, no reason to do any chalitza whatsoever. But what? We're making him do chalitza on Leah. Because if we don't make him do chalitza on Leah, then he might end up not doing chalitza also on Rachel. Now again, even if he doesn't do chalitza on Rachel, he doesn't really need to do chalitza. He doesn't have to do chalitza on Rachel or Leah, because they're both really, you know, asetim, Yisr Erev, according to Rav Shimon. But if he doesn't do on Leah, he might not do chalitza on Rachel, which also really doesn't have to do, but we're making him do. Why? Because of a regular case of an Yisr Mitzvah. So we're gozer on Leah because of her sister Rachel, and Rachel also Yisr Erev. Like a Zerah. And even that lemaisa is an iser. It's only the rabbana, right? Iser mitzvah is only the rabbana. Okay, so it's like a gzera legzera kaze. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says. Let's see Rashi. Zera mishum iser mitzvah de alma, meaning e patret lehu legamrei. If we're gonna say that Rachel okay, totally patr finished. So manda sechazi savar the time mishum achas kukach. So la mishum mishum. There's no because there's two sisters here. El mishum the iser mitzvah of yekereva. The person seeing that, seeing Levi descending away Rachel with nothing when she's an iser mitzvah. People think, oh, I guess iser mitzvahs are like an erva, you know, and you can just don't have to do anything to them. Uptura michalitza. Then we have the danger of Atila Mifter, Isser Mitzvah Be'alma, the Lava Chayos Michalitza. And then a regular case of Isser, we're not two sisters falling. So this one woman who's an Isser Mitzvah, I'll say, oh, I'll send her away because we see this, him sending away Isser Mitzvah, we think he can send away Isser Mitzvah, which is not the case. So we say, Tinach, he Isser Mitzvah, fine. But that, you know, was Rachel in our case, that's an Isser Mitzvah, I can understand there. But what about the Achota, says Rashi? Am I Chalza? Why do you have to do Chalitza on Leah? Tiptar mishum achos zakuka the hacha the hacha. So mayamar. What are you going to say now? Again, me the raisa mekoni rabbi shimon. They're both us. So you don't need anything. Rachel, we gave a reason. What do we need Leah? So the answer we said mishum lasadida, mishum mazal dida. It's like lasadida. It's like because of her mazal. The iser mitzvah. High lasad is yitur lashanu. Next word. Okay, so again, like we said, it's all the re'enachanami. Really, Leah, no reason in of herself that she should need chalitza, but we're going to make chalitza on Leah, lest if we don't do on Leah, we might not do it on Rachel. If we don't do it on Rachel, which really, again, we really don't need that either, but if we're going to allow that, then we might allow a regular Isser Mitzvah de'alma, and that's why we do. Okay, well, Gemara's going to ask that, I think, what you're saying right now. I think that's what you're asking. Okay, so now the Gemara says, I v'ha gabi erva lo gazrinan. Okay, so meaning that why we in the case in the not the Isser Mitzvah case when Rachel's Aser because of Isser Mitzvah, but in the case where Rachel is Aser because of Erva. Okay, so what did we say was the din? We saw it over here in the Mishnah. We said that if Rachel is an Isser Erva to Levi, so then we send her. She's Isser Erva. She's out of the picture, and then you can go ahead and and he has to, you know, do, he's now only has to deal with Leah. He has to do either, you know, Yibum or Chalitza with Leah. Okay, because Rachel is not Akad Zkukah. So because Rachel's not Zakuktim, she's an Erva. She's out of the picture. He has to deal with only Leah, either Yibum or Chalitza. So Lechura, more as Vahagabi Erva, look, how come we don't make a Gezera there as well? In other words, by us, we're saying, okay, Rachel's out of the picture now. He has to, okay, but Lechura, why shouldn't we need, even to the Erva, Rachel, who's an Erva to him, it's true, doesn't need anything, she's an Erva, but we should still need, ask him to do Chalitza with her. Why? Because if we don't make him do Chalitza with Rachel, he might not do Chalitza with Leah either. Now Leah, he has to do something, he has to do Yibur Chalitza, but he can't just let her go. So why don't we say that if we're going to let him just let Rachel go and say, oh, he's letting Rachel go. Okay, so I guess we'll just let Leah go also, you know, without anything, which is not true. Rachel's an erva to him. He goes free. But he still has to do Yibur Chalitza to Leah. But why don't we make a zera? Because if we're not doing anything to Rachel, we might not do anything to Leah. And just let her go also, which he can't do. There, he has to do it. He's Yibum Chalitza. So why don't we make a gezera there, make a gezera on the, you know, the Erev, okay? So do Chalitza. So we used to make sure that he, in the case, you know, that he does, deals with Leah also, does Chalitza with Leah. We don't see that. Okay, says Rashi, the question, Aiva Gabi Erev Lo Gazrina. The imaita chat mehem asura la v'isur erva. Like we said, let's say Rachel was asur v'isur erva. Asur ba mutar b'chosa. We say, okay, now he can, we doesn't have to do anything, mutar to yachosa, but he has to do, again, yibum v'chalitza. The erva, you'll say, below chalitza, aren't we worried that such a case, we might let the, if the erva, you'll say, below chalitza, that's, which is fine. But below Amrinan, Tachlot Erva, but we should say, maybe let's make the Erva do Chalitza. Mishum Achosa She'en Erva, Ruya Libu. Because Leah, you have to do something. Ruya Libu, you have to do Yibu or Chalitza. So we're going to let the Erva off without anything, which is what we're doing. Maybe it's a danger that, you know, we're going to let Leah off, the other one, without nothing. And that you can't do. How come we don't make a Gezera there? Yeah, we see the mice, we don't make a Gezera there. So therefore, now back to our case, says Rashi, Vahana Mila Rabbi Shimon is also Ervahi, Mishanasu Saras, according to Rabbi Shimon, right? They both fall to the both Ervas. Vamai Mitzrachas La, Chalitza, why do we need the second sister, Leah, to do Chalitza, Mishum Zeras Achosa? Right? And here we are, we worried, Zeras, here we are worried. How come in the case of the Erva, we're not worried? So the Gemara answers, Shiny Erva, the Migmar Gmiri La, Inshi Vekala Isla. So basically, more answers, it's different because the case of the erva is people know about. That's a classical case, right? Classic, you know, an erva falls to a person, erva is offered to him, out of the picture, and therefore he has to deal with the second one. That everybody knows. That's a common classical case. Whereas this whole thing with the two sisters, that's not so well known. You know, two sisters fall, the Rabbi Shimon, the both are Asr, and therefore Mela. People don't know that so much. And therefore, they will end up coming, as we said, to the Matir case of Mr. Mitzvah. They'll be all Matir. They're not going to realize that's what's going on over here with the two sisters. It's not a common thing. People don't know it so well. And therefore, that's why here we're making the Zera. Okay, let's see. Rashi. The Migmar Gmir La'inshi. V'chol Yodim She'in Tzricha Chalitza. Everybody knows in the classical case of the Erva that there's they don't need Chalitza. That to this one, Vachosa la Vachoskukasa here, and therefore the other sister is not Achosakuka because the first one's not Zakuka at all. The lo ati lemishre, Achosa below Chalitza, and therefore we're not worried. We're not going to worry that the second one's going to go out without anything. Aval erva de asu tsaras to Rabbi Shimon, lo kuliyama gemire hilchosa. The iser shtehem shavot. People don't know that so well, that when two sisters fall, going to Rabbi Shimon, that they're both equal, they're both asr to him equally, whatever. And therefore, mi mafkas la below Chalitza, if we're going to again let Leah out without nothing, ate nan lemika kakosashi isur emitsa below Chalitza, well, then we're going to let Rachel out without Chalitza also. And as we said, and then for v'nafkamina chorba le isur mitzvah b'alma, and then it's going to lead people to think, oh, isur mitzvah, you can just let out with nothing, and which is no good. There's an extra thing over here, Lishna Charina, whatever, in Rashi, Migmar Gmir Inchi, again, the Yadei the Lo Ram. Everybody knows when by the Erva, the Lo Ram Yakame Vachos Olav, because everybody knows that it's that the Esther Erva is Asetim, doesn't know, no Shaychetim, and therefore the sister is not Skukahi, Lo Asilimishri Achot Skukah the Ram. We're not worried that we're going to be Matida. Okay. We can just do the Mishnah. It's not too difficult. Let's run to the Mishnah. Okay, next Mishnah. Shlosha Achim, Shnaim Nisuim Shtei Achayos, Vechad Mufna. Okay, we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Again, similar like we've been talking about. The first, Reuven and Shimon, are married to sisters. And the third one is, Levi is nothing, is Mufna. He's free, he's not married or whatever. Meis Achad Mi Balei Achayos, Ve'asaba Mufna Maimer. Okay, so what happened? So again, Rachel and Leah are married to Reuven Shimon. Okay, so let's say Reuven dies. So Reuven dies, and now Levi says, okay, I'm gonna do whatever, but he does Mimer. So he gives his Mimer, and then before he was Konitzer, before he actually, did finished off with Yibum or whatever, then Shimon died. So now he has the sister, and Shimon dies, now the sister Leah falls to him. Now he only did Mimer on Rachel, and Leah now falling to him. So he has like two sisters like falling. So Bechama Yomrim Ishto Imo Vehalezu Tetse. So Beit Shammai held that since he did Mimer, it's like he's married to her. And since he's married to her, he can finish it up through the Yibum, whatever, and don't have to worry about the sister, not Zakuk to him, because it's like he's married. Since he did Mimer, it's like he's married, and therefore he can finish off, that's the Ishto Imo, that's the Rachel that he did Mimer with, finish off with her, Ishto Imo. And the other one, Leah, Tetze, she goes to the Shuk without Chalitz, without nothing, because she's already married to her sister. He did Mimer to Rachel, like he's married to her, and therefore he's married to Rachel. So then Leah is no Shaykhus to him, because he's a sister. So she's out to the Shuk. That's Beit Shammah. Beit Hillel Amrimno, Motzias Ishto Ubaget, Ubachalitza, Veishas Achi, Bachalitza. So Beis Hillel says no, he can't. He's stuck. He can't marry either of them. The one that because now he held that the Mimer doesn't make it like his wife. So now we have two sisters falling. So each one is achas kukaso. So he can't marry either of them. And therefore, the one that he already did the Mimer on Rachel, he has to motish ishto beget. Since he did the Mimer, he needs a get to release that Mimer. But still, he can't go marrying Rain because it's Achos Kukasso, so he needs Chalitza, Bechalitza. And Eisha Sachiv, and the other one's falling, is the other, the Eisha Sachiv, that is Achos Kukasso. Therefore, he has to do Chalitza on her also. And therefore, Zohi Shamru, this is that what people say, that Oy lo al Ishto, but Oy lo al Eisha Sachiv. That woe to him with his wife, that he can't, marry his wife, the one he did Mimer with this, and Aleisha Sachiv, he can't take his brother's wife either. He's woe to, he can't take either. Okay. Let's see, Rashi, Ishto Imo, according to Beit Shammai, he can finish off with Rachel, the Mimer, Kekenusadam, because if he married her already, V'chinaf L'chosan, now when the other one, their brother died, now the sister falls to him also, lo mitzarei ha'chalea, he doesn't, Rachel, they did Mimer, not Aser, to Mishama Chasukukasa, because if he married already Rachel. V'halezot teitzei, the other one goes free, Aleya, according to Beit Shammai, af mina chalitza, doesn't have to do anything, Mishama Chosi Eisha, because he's already married to Rachel, as if he's married to Rachel already, so therefore Aleya is a sister, so she's out of the picture. We're on Kaf Tes Amad Aleph. At the Gemara, so we'll just quickly just go through the mission again to get into it. So we had the case of the three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, and Levi not. And what happens was Reuven died, and then Levi did Mimer on her, with her. So now we have Machlokes Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai says Mimer is as if he mamish married her. So Mele, afterwards, when Shimon dies, and his wife, this his sister, falls to him. She's this goes to the shuk, nothing to deal with because he's already kilu married. He's kilu married with this through the mimer to the sister, the first sister, Ruvain's the wife, which is the sister of Shimon's wife. So that's according to Beit Shammai. According to Beit Hillel, no, he has to he can't stay with the wife that he has. He has to give her a get, the one he did a mimer with. And because of it's not like he's married to her, so now he's zakuk to two sisters, and therefore he has to do chalitza on both of them. He has to get rid of the wife he has with a get, and also give chalitza, and also his brother's wife. Now he has to give chalitza as well because he is achos zukasa. Okay, and then the Gemara concluded at the end: Zohi she'amru oilo al ishto v'oilo al eshes zachip. And therefore, he's kerech mikan mikan, as they say. He can't stay with his wife he had that he made did he made the maimer with the queen of Beis Hillel, nor can he marry his brother's wife either. So he's oilo mi al ishto when he's maimer with, and oilo al ishto. Okay. So now the Gemara says zohi limute mai. So the word zohi sounds like this. In this case, he's burnt, right? He's kerech mikan mikan, as opposed to some other case where he's not he's not you know, doesn't lose at both ends. So the Gemara asks, "Lemu teimai, what is this coming to exclude? In other words, when is it that he's not burnt?" So the Gemara answers, "Lemu ute hach de Rabbi Yeshua, the lo avdinan kavase ella ikra banan ikra b'Eliezer." So the Gemara, or nor Rashi, really explain what this case is. So we'll say what it is. That it's a case the Gemara brings later of two brothers that are married to two sisters again. Reuven's married though to a ktana, in other words, a girl that her father died and her mother and brother married her off. So it's only marriage to Rabbana, okay? And that's Reuven's married to ktana, and Shimon is married to the sister, but she's a gadola, she's a regular gadola. And then the Shimon dies, so the wife, the gadola, which is the sister of the Reuven's wife, falls to him. Okay, so that in that case, we have Rabbi Yeshua. He says also there that he loses out at both ends. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua over there. In other words, he says that the ketana that he's married to, okay, since now the gdola fell to him, okay, the gdola is zakuk to him, midoraisa, right, it's regular, she's a gdola falling to him, and he's only married to midorabanan, so she's achas kukasa, so therefore he has to get rid of his wife with a get, and once he gets rid of his wife, the ketana, with a get, so now the sister he has to also get rid of, because the sister now is achas grushasa. So he can't stay with the ketana that he's with, nor can he marry the gdol that's falling to him. So he's like kerech mikan mikan. So we're saying that our Mishnah is zohi and not like Rabbi Yeshua, because you know, it's Rabbi Yeshua also, you know, he's a zoo and not something else. Not like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua agrees that in that case also he's kerech mikan mikan, but rather like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yezek, Rabbi Gamliel says there is a way out, and therefore zuhi and not like this, because the Rabbi Yehuda says there is a way out. What's the way out? That either we can tell the ketana can either do miyun, and once she's does miyun, she sees as if she's never married to him, and then he could do he can do yibum on the other sister, right, on gadola. Right, so he can do miyun on the ketana, and then he can do yibum on the gdola. And or another option, he says, Rabbi Gamliel says, is we could wait till she grows up. So leave things as they are, status quo, until she grows up. Once she's a gdola, then the gedushin now is a gedushin deraisa. His mom is married to her, and Mela, now we don't have to worry about the other sister, because once you're married to this one, you know, the other sister is the sister, so you don't have to, she's out of the picture. Rabbi Eliezer, he held that also there's a way out. He just says melamdi mota, we actually tell her, convince her, the Ikdana, to do miyun. Again, and once we do the miyun to the Ikdana, then he can do yibun on the other, on the other sister, and that's that. So that's what we're coming to look for. Okay, see Rashi. Hach de Rabbi Yeshua, it is in Perek Beit Shammai, the Kamar Nami, also there, he also says Rabbi Yeshua, it is ilo al ishto, ilo al esha sachiv, upligi ala Rabbi Gamliel over Rabbi Yezer, and therefore it's saying still to our mission, we're saying zuhi, and not like it's coming to Lamute Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, fine, let's go on. The Gemara says, Ami Rabbi Elazar, lo tema marmer le Beit Shammai. Okay, so in our Mishnah, when we said Beit Shammai, once he does Maimer to the Reuven's wife, okay, let's say we'll call her Rachel, once he does Maimer on Rachel, so then that sits like as if he's married to her, and now when Shimon's wife Leah, say, falls to him, then Jesus goes to the Shuk. But says Rabbi Lazar, Lotema Maimer le Beit Shammai kinyan kona kinyan gamur, the e by lafuke sagila begita. Ela maimer lebeit shama eino kona ela lichos betzara bilvad. So Rabbi Elazar says that even though we're saying that, you know, the maimer is like his wife, but don't say that kona beit shama, the beit shama would hold this mamish a kinyan gamur akadei kach, that mamish his wife 100%, and he just, all he has to do if he doesn't want to be with her anymore is just give her a get, doesn't have to do chalitza, mamish just a get, mamish like a wife. No, we don't say this. We did say that his wife only vis-a-vis the sister. So then later when Shimon dies, now Leah falls to him, we said there's enough to deal with her because it's Ke'ilu, he's married to Rachel, Reuben's wife. Only Legabe that to Docha, the other sister, that's as much as we say that is a Kinyan Gamor, but not totally Kinyan, Mamish is of his wife, that all he would need is it would be a get. That's Rabbi Elazar. Now, I'm a Rabbi Abi, Nafana, Nami Tanina. Bechama Yerm Yekaimu, Yekaimu In, Lechachila Lo. So now Rabbi Abi wants to bring a Raya from a Mishnah, which we saw earlier on. And that's the case of four brothers. Let's say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Okay, Reuven, Shimon, let's say again, are married to sisters. And both Reuven and Shimon both die. The, both the sisters fall now to Levi and Yehuda. And the din is, and this is also according to Beit Shammai, that they you can't mekayim them, as they can't do yibum or they have to do chalitza, and they can't marry them. But it's lechachila you can't be b'nieved. Okay, if they were a kota v'kansu, we leave it. But lechachila shen, why? Since each one is achos kukaso. So you can't lechachila marry either. They can't marry. It's like Levi and Yehuda can't marry these sisters. We're each taking a sister. But b'nieved, yeah. Okay. But lamaisa, what does it say? Lechachila lo. Right. Lechachila. There's no way out. You can't. There's no way of marrying these two sisters. Okay. The isaka daitach that maimer lebeis shamai kona kinyan gamur. Again, now we're bringing a raya to Rabbi Elazar that it's not a kinyan gamur 100% according to. When Beit Shammai says, the Maimer is Kona, because Yisrael Kadaisach that like Beit Shammai says Kona Kinyan Gamur, so Ze Yasem Maimer Veikne, Ze Yasem Maimer Veikne. Because if it was true that it's Mamish Kinyan Gamur, so why do we say Lechachila Lo? Why can't Levi, do Maimer on one? Because even Achas Kukaso, right? You can't marry or whatever, but you could do Maimer on. That you could do. You could do Maimer on Achaz Kukasa. So very good. Why doesn't Levi, why can't we say Levi could do Maimer on the, on let's say one of the sisters, let's say Reuven's wife, okay? Then it becomes, if it would be Koine Beit Shammai that it's called Kinyan Gamur, good. So now it's his wife, and now once it's his wife, he doesn't have to worry about the sister anymore. It's his wife. And fine, he could stay with her as his wife, and we don't have to worry about Shimon's wife that fell to him, because he's already considered married to the sister. Finished. And then the other one could do the same thing. Yehuda can do the same thing with the other, with Leah. Zeyaser Maimer Vikne. Even though the Maisa, the Rishonim say, you don't have to say this, because he doesn't have to do Maimer V'yikne anymore, because once the first one does it, and it's Kilu married to the one sister, he married that first sister, now the other one sister is free to, you know, to do what he wants with the other sister. The other, he has to do Maimer V'yikne. He's already, once the first one does Maimer and is married to her, Kilu, that's... But, Lamaisa, so therefore, here's his Raya, we don't say that. The Mishnah said, we say over there in the Gemara that the Mishnah that there's no way out. You can't. The two brothers can't marry these two sisters. It's stuck. So therefore, it's raya to Rabbi Lazar that when Beit Shammai says that these kona, it can't be. It's not a kinyan gamur. Because it would be a kinyan gamur, then there is a way out. So the Gemara is docha, and the answer is no. Elamai. So therefore, he says that he says even according to we wanted to say different is the raya according to Rabbi Elazar, right? Because if it would be the kinyan gamur, then there would be a solution. Ki'ilu, it's okay if it now it's good, according to Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Lazar, it's not good. Right? What does Rabbi Lazar say? Rabbi Lazar says that you can, when you are married to her, but only insofar as to be docha the other sister. So very good. You can say the same thing over here. Why can't, Levi do Maimer, like we said, and that'll be docha the other sister. Okay, so good. So now we were docha the other sister, and now we can finish up with this one, and so to the other one. In other words, it's the same question that we had on if it would be Mamish Kona Kinyan Gemurah. You could say with the Dechiyah Kinyan, the Dechiyah Gemurah, same thing. You have the same problem. How could a Mishnah say there's no solution? There is a solution. Just do Maimer, and that'll be docha the other one. You say it's docha. It's only as far as docha. Good, so it'd be docha. Why can't you do it like that? So therefore, what are you going to say? Why you can't do that? You have to say that because only Maimer de Hetera dachi, but the Yisura lo dachi. So therefore, what are you going to answer to that? You say, no. The reason why that doesn't work is when it's only docha in the case like our Mishnah. What's the difference? In our Mishnah, that we had right over here, right? When Reuven died, Shimon was still alive. Okay, with his one. So now, Levi has the, if this is called the hetera, maimer de hetera, meaning, maimer de hetera is when you could even do yibum, and you decide, no, you know, I'm not going to do yibum, and in the meantime, I'm going to do maimer first. So when you can actually marry her, such a maimer is very strong, because this is a woman that you can mamish to do yibum with. But you decide to do maimer in the meantime, that maimer is very strong, and that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. Now, in the case of this other case with the four brothers, okay, the two of them died. Each he can't do yibum on either of them because they're each achas kukaso. Okay, so at best he can just do a mimer. Such a mimer is very weak, and that type of mimer thing is not docha. Okay, mimer that you're doing when you can even do yibum on, and you just decide to do mimer instead. So that's a very strong mimer, and that would be docha. But mimer when there's a mimer where she's achas kukaso and you can't do yibum, okay, you're not allowed to, achas kukaso, the best you can do is mimer, that's a very weak mimer, and that isn't docha. And therefore, that's what we would say, you know, Rabbi Elazar would say, no, it's different, right? I'm saying, when is it docha? It's docha when it's a mimer de hetera. But not in the case over there. Their Mishnah said there's no solution over there with the four brothers because that would be Maimer de Surah because he can't marry her, so it's a very weak Maimer that is not Docha. So therefore, the Gemara says, if that's the case, so Hachanami Maimer, Afilam on the Amar that Maimer Kone Kinyan Gamor, same thing, Maimer de Terakani, de Surah Lokani. So once that's the case, so you can say the same thing. If therefore the Mishnah is not a with the four brothers, not a kasha on even the Maimer says it's Kinyan Kinyan. No, not Rabbi Elazar, because he would say the same thing that when it, yes, really Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gamur, completely right. Hakam says over there is no solution again because that's Maimer Disur over there with the four brothers because he can't do as we said Yibum. Therefore, that's why the Maimer is not a good. But normally, in our case, in our Mishnah, where the other brother is still alive and he could do even Yibum, that's called Maimer Heatera. He could even do Yibum if he wants. That's very strong. That's there we say that Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gamma. Okay. Right. Well, that's the Gemara's answer. We're saying so that's because Kalman made Yisur because right because they fell at the same time. But the thing is that he is doing Mimer. He's allowed to do Mimer. So he does do Mimer. Says okay, good. He did Mimer. So good. Can you whatever and finish? So now, but we're saying no. That's called still not strong enough Mimer. It's a Mimer. It's not strong enough because of the situation. Okay, Rashi, over here, a page before I think. So Rashi says lo tema maimer le beit shammai koni kinyan gamur v'tave ki ishto completely v'ibayi lafuke tiske lavegeto, as we said to the Arkadechak that he can just if he wants to leave her he has to give her just simply a get and finish. No, ela maimer le beit shammai is Rabbi Lazar, right? He says ein kone only lidchos betzara kolomer lidchos achosa only insofar as it's tocha the sister. So he can still skuka. He can just finish up with the wife. Now he doesn't have to worry about the sister falling. Only as far as that goes. Yikaimu, we said over there with the four brothers, that the bidyavid yikaimu, im kadmu bakansu, as we found, this is from the first parak, Reish Pirkin, lechachila lo, amiyabu mishum achos skuka. But lechachila, you cannot marry them, so there's no solution lechachila because each one is achos skuka. So, next Rashi, v'maimer lebeit shammai koni kinyan gamur, then if it does, in the case of the four brothers, if it's true, in fact, it's koni kinyan gamur, so zeh yase maimer bezu, v'ikne osa kinyan gamur, liyos ishto. Zahain iser maimer, because you're like we said, maimer allowed to do askas kukasa. Good, so why doesn't he do maimer? We have a solution. He'll do maimer, then he'll be his wife completely, but they say lachotah me'alav, and then the other sister is out of the picture, v'lo havihach achas kukasa, because he's now married to the sister with the maimer, v'kanes et isho, and he can finish up with his wife. Elamai, what are you going to say? Na'i nami de lo kanikin. Even you want to say fine, like Rabbi Lazar, right? It's not konikin yamar. Harmar toche betara. V'tikshelachnami, it's silly, you're still not good, even coining to Rabbi Elazar. Tikshelachnami, yase maimer, v'zu v'tidche achosa. Fine, it's not a kinyan gamur, but it's a techiya gamur, so good. So you can ask the same question. Let him, one of the brothers, do maimer, and then it's that tidche achosa, v'kanas et ishto, and then you can finish up with his wife. So we answered, Elamai, you're going to say the reason why it's no good, because only it works when you have, like our Mishnah, the Tera, that's when it's Tochet. Says Rashi, Maimer Shnaseh Beheter. Now, what's the definition of a Maimer that's done Beheter? He says, the Havi Bai Livyume, Bishas Maimer Havi Matze Livyume. Right? That's the definition is that when you could even do Yibum, like in our case in our Mishnah, because in time only Reuven died and only Rachel fell to Levi, so he could do Yibum. So then if he does Mimer, that's a strong Mimer. That's called the Hetera. Kigoma Mesnisin, like we said, the Dain Lo Nafla Chosa in the meantime. But the Isura, Kigoma Naflu Shtei Achayot, Kode Mimer, that they both fell, so now each one is Achaz Kukaso, therefore he can't do Yibum. So such a Mimer, though you're allowed to do Mimer, that's a very weak Mimer, that is not Doch. So therefore, yeah.
You can't finish it, right? You can't go weiter. In the meantime, okay, but let's say the other one dies or something like that. I mean, you can, you know, that should, like, can't hurt, you know. I mean, it's just, you can't, right, bend time, you're right, you can't finish it up right now, but, you know. Because linyan k'ni, you can say the same thing. Okay. Vayter in the Gemara. Ravashi masnihachi. So Ravashi learns it a little bit different, that this Rabbi Elazar that we had before. So I'm a Rabbi Elazar, lotem again, that my Merle base. Shammai is zachi dechiyah gemura b'tarasa chalitza nami lo bayi eladoche umeshayirhu. Okay, so he says a little similar to Rabbi Lezer, how we quoted Rabbi Lezer before, it's a little different. That he says also that Rabbi Lezer says it's not konya kinyan gamur completely, like we said before, but and that now we're adding this other thing that the sister Okay, Kinyan Gamor to the effect that the sister is doesn't need anything, which is how we were learning until now. You know that she's kona Kinyan Gamor on Rachel, so the Leah is free to the shuk. No, she's not ad kedei kach. He's kona Rachel. The Leah is free to go to the shuk, but it's he still has to do chalitza on her. Okay, that means mishayerhu. Okay, Rashi says, "Vatzarasa achosish na ses latzara bezika chalitza nami lotibai." Don't say that. They say mishum achos isha. Rather, eladoche otam milasar eishes bal hamayim ralav. We only say it that it's doche. That now again, Reuven can still finish up with the one he did mayim with. But as far as Leah goes, the other one it's docher. But still, umeshayer says Rashi to buy chalitza. That's still you need. Right, in batli nasei ad shelo kanas hayavam es abal samaimer. In other words, if he still hasn't been koneser, he can't just finish up with he can't just finish up Levi with Rachel. He still has to do chalitza first with Leah, according to this version. L'kamei parich le'haktani halazu teitzei mishum akos isha the mashmach mechalitza. The Gemara is going to ask in a second that doesn't fit in with the lashon. Because the lashon we had in our Mishnah was that the teitzei, this one totally goes out free. Not that you have to do chalitza on it. We'll see in a sec. Okay, so now we're going to see exactly like we saw before. Amar Rabbi Abi, nafana nami tanina, that like Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar is right, it's not a kinyan gamor, it's only kinyan vis-a-vis the dechia, but even then she still needs chalitza. And exactly like we said before, Beit Shammai Omrim Yekaimu, Yekaimu In, Lechatchila Lo, same idea that we see from there with the four brothers, that it only Bidyevit, Bidlechachil, there's no way out. Again, Visal Kadaita, Kamar Mele Beit Shammai Doche Dechia Gemura, if you're going to say it's a Dechia that is 100% and complete, and you don't have to worry about the lay of nothing, it's complete Dechia Gemura, then Zeyasem Arber Beyitcha, Zeyasem Arber Beyitcha. Again, then if that's the case, why can't any one of them, Levi or Yehuda, Levi does Maimer, and then that would be Doche, the other one, etc., and so too Yehuda could do that, Yasem Arber Beyitcha. LMI, we see you can't do that, so we see it's not a Dechia Gemurah, like we said before. But now the Gemurah asks, Velaha, as we said before, Rashi brought the Gemurah's question. Velaha Ktani, it says in our Mishnah, Beit Shammai Yomrim Ishto Imo, Behalezu Teitzei Mishum Achos Isha. So when it says Halezu means the other one, Leah, and then, Levi did Maimer on Rachel, on Reuven's wife, and then afterwards Shimon dies, and it says, and then that wife, Teitzei Mishum Achos Isha. So it's not mashma that means that you have to do chalitza on her. It says Teitzei Mishum Achos Isha. Complete. Not that. And you have to do still the chalitza. So therefore it's not mashma like this version in Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. But Ella, Lemaisa, we did bring this. Now we're saying what? That it is a dechia gemura, whatever. Because as we see from here, you can't say that you stuff the chalitza, whatever, because it doesn't fit into the lashon. Okay, but Lemaisa, he did. Rav Avi did bring a raya from the four brothers that we see it. It's if it is dechia gemura, that should be that they could marry. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem, because like we answered before, Yavama de Chazia Lekulo Chazia Miksaso. And it's why a Yavama that you can do everything on, Yibum, Chalitza, whatever you want, then such a mimer is a strong mimer, like we said, that's stoken completely. So that's called Chazia Limiksaso. If a Yavama de Lo Chazia Lekulo, that you can't do, like Achos Kukasa, you can't do anything, you can't do Yibona, then Lo Chazia, even Limiksaso, and that the mimer is going to be Docha. So the Ritva asks that why are we changing the Lashon over here? It's the same answer as before. Before we said the Chiyav Isser and Heter, which is basically what we're saying now. We're just changing the way we're saying it. The Chazia Lekulu Miksaso. The Chazia Lekulu, to do everything, then the Maimer is drawn. But basically, Heter is exactly the same answer as before. We're just changing the way we're saying it using the different Lashon. The Ritva discusses what that's all about. Let's just finish up the Rashis. Zeyasim, Ella, Gran Ella, right? Haki Garcin and Ella? No, Tzara, so we did. Eladocher Meshayer, we did. Zeyase Maimer V'yidche, Esachosam Yolav, V'achakach Yisazu, Elala Mishum, Delo Dachi Dechia Gemura, V'chol Kama Derami Aleach Chalchitz, as long as he has Chalitza, there's Chukaso, he still is Chukaso, and therefore Vesuzu Aleolav, and he can't marry her. Haki Garcin and El Yavam Chazia, therefore what are you going to have to say? Kolomar, Elolam Doche Dechia Gemura. Really, it is Doche Dechia Gemura. Aye, we said it was Doche Dechia Gemura, so how come in the case of the four brothers, why can't they just do Mimer, etc., and each Mary. But the Kashlach Asam Nami Lidache. So the more answer is Lo Dam Yelam Asizim, because this the four brothers not the same as our case in the Mishnah. The Hacha Dechinafla Avid Mimer Have Chazia Lekulhu Mili the Yivama. Because once she fell to him and he did Mimer. At that point, really, she was like, in our Mishnah, he could do whatever he wants at this point, right? Because Shimon's still alive, married to Leah. So he could do what he wants to, really, to Rachel. Lekulhu mili devama, lehityavem, lachlos, whatever he wants he could do. Chazi lekulhu. Hilka, chazi lemixitzayu, lemimer. Therefore, he can do, when he does a mimer, it's a strong mimer. The mimer, the chazi, achosal, tzadachia, achosal, likashitipol, never the strong mimer, never when the sister falls afterwards, when Shimon dies, it's a, you can doka completely. But avalhasam, the tavayu naflam, in the case of the four brothers, the Tarvayu Naflu Kodim Lamimer, and they both fell before he did Mimer, and each one's Achos Kukaslo, excuse me, the Lochazi Lakulu Milivama, Lochazi Lamixaslo, and therefore, since there you can't do whatever you want, because it's Achos Kukaslo, you can't marry her, so do Yibum on her. So Mela, Lochazi Lamixasa, Afikach Ein Mimer Docha Achosa, therefore, it's not a Dechia.